Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3321, and today's date is April 3rd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Cyber Attacks Attempts, Election Day, November 5th, Everything is a Go, Biggest Day in History. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West central bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire agenda is completely falling apart around them. And they tried to push their entire Green News scam, and they tried to push it on the American people, and not just the American people, but they tried to push it around the world. And the world has been fighting back. Remember, if the people do not demand it, no matter how much you push, no matter how much you force someone to take something, the people aren't going to take it. Because when they realize, hey, wait a minute, this isn't a product that we need, and this product doesn't perform the way we thought it was going to perform, well, the people are going to reject it. And that's exactly what we're seeing with EVs. And we could see the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they're having a problem with this, because how dare the people say absolutely not to what they're trying to do here? Remember, the people didn't come out and say, you know something, you know what's a really good idea? We all need EVs. We should go all electric. That's what we need. The people didn't demand it. This is their push on the people of this world. And we know that this push is not actually going to give everyone an electric vehicle. What they really want in the end is everyone to have absolutely nothing, and they want everyone to live in a smart city. So this entire push is falling apart. And you can see Pete Buttigieg, he's getting pretty angry at the American people, and he doesn't understand why the people aren't purchasing these electric vehicles. And he tries to compare the electric vehicles to landlines and cell phones. Well, once again, No one pushed a cell phone on the people. The people, they still have landlines. You can choose. Would you like a cell phone or would you like a landline? You can have both if you'd like. What they're doing right now is they're trying to push just one thing on the people, and that's their electric vehicle. But the people on the social media platforms, they actually pushed back against this. We have Matt Whitlock. He said, this is the problem. Democrats think EVs are to gas-powered cars what cell phones were to landlines. In reality, EVs are to gas-powered cars what Fry Fest was to music festivals. Sounded cool, had potential, but was built on false promises and artificial market forces. Joe Concha says this, having a landline costs a fraction of what an electric vehicle costs on average. Otherwise, great analogy from the smartest guy in the administration. Noam Bloom says this, okay, but you actually had reasons why cell phones were better than landlines. What's your argument in favor of EVs other than they're newer? And they're absolutely right. And it goes on and on and on, and people continually hit against his entire narrative. And you have to remember his comparison between landlines and cell phones. Landlines still exist. Corporate offices, they still use landlines. People still have landlines. They didn't disappear. The people said, you know something? I might keep my landline. Because remember, when the cell towers go out, you know what normally works? When the power goes out, you know what normally works? Landlines. And people, they still have them. What's different here is the government saying, you will not use gas-powered cars anymore. You will do what we say. You will accept the EVs no matter what. They're not saying, listen, you could choose. Take an EV, take a gas-powered car. You make the choice. You see, they don't want people making a choice. You know why? Because the people aren't going to go along with their plan. Just like when the Affordable Care Act came out, what did they do? They said, you must take this. If you don't, you're going to be penalized. This is something the government should not be involved in. But if you're a tyrannical government and you're trying to push your agenda, yeah, this is what they do. And I think people can see this very, very clearly. Just like they're seeing what's going on in California. Remember, California, they said, we're going to give everyone a $20 per hour increase in the minimum wage. And this is going to be fantastic. So all the fast food restaurants, we're going to tell you, you got to give everyone $20. Now, here we are again, the government telling businesses what to do. What do you think the businesses were going to do in the end? They were going to lay off people and raise the prices. This doesn't fix anything. And actually, when you look at California and you look at what happened, restaurants did exactly that. They got rid of people and they increased their prices. And Wokeness put this out and says, here we are, March 29th prices, double-double, it's $5.65. Now a double-double is $5.90. Cheeseburger, $3.95, now it's $4.10. Hamburger, $3.50, now it's $3.80. And this goes on and on and on because they had to raise the prices because how do you pay for the people? Other places said, you know something? This person's going to have to do the work of two people. And this is how they get around it. Again, this is not going to be a fix. They're just trying to keep the people happy so they can get the votes. And will this work in the long run? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see there's some type of problem with the bird flu again. And now we're starting to see the largest U.S. fresh egg producer, they're halting production at a Texas plant after the bird flu found in chickens. About 1.6 million laying hens and 337,000 pullets were culled. So you're going to see egg prices start to move up. And people are going to go, holy crap, this is becoming very, very expensive. And the people in this country, especially the young generation, Gen Z, they're realizing, yeah, everything's very expensive. It's very, very difficult to make ends meet, and it's becoming harder and harder for them. Now, once again, this generation, they've been sold a bill of goods that, hey, you don't have to work hard. You don't have to do certain things. Well, if you go back in generations, yes, people worked hard. They worked 9 to 5 or even longer than that, and they made their money. And people today, they're complaining about that, and this is the young generation. And again, what they're seeing is something a little different. Going back in time, when you looked at when people worked hard, they actually were able to earn the currency and they would have enough to actually live their life. Actually, if you go back in time, you only needed one person in your family working and you were able to raise a family of 3 or 4. You're able to have a car. You're able to have a home. Today, it's very, very difficult. And what's happening right now, because of the inflation that we're seeing and we're starting to see everything break down, Gen Z now is revolting against the Democrats. They're losing the young generation because Bidenomics is failing. And they can see this very, very clearly. They're not fooled by it whatsoever. And these young people, they're taking to TikTok saying, this is not good. Something is wrong here. And the new Gallup poll of 18 to 29 years old validates the Biden administration, which seemingly cares more about illegal aliens and the LGBTQ and whatever other letters there are. And they really don't care. And the Biden administration really doesn't care about the young American person. And people are starting to see this. Actually, when you start to look at the poll here, you could see a very, very big difference. This is coming from Bloomberg. Percentage of voters who list economy as top issue by age. 2020, 11%, and that was 18 to 29. They thought, yes, back then, the economy was the top issue. Only 11%. Fast forward to 2024, that same age group, 18 to 29, 47% believe this is the top issue. That tells you everything you need to know. And the Biden administration, because of all their policies and everything they're trying to do, where they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, it is not working in their favor. Their entire agenda, the World Economic Forum, the central bank, the deep state players, their entire agenda is completely collapsing around them. And remember, Biden said, hey, don't worry. I know I'm taking from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I need to do this because the fuel prices are going up way too fast and I can't let people see that, hey, I lost control here. So what I got to do is I got to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which Trump filled up. I need this to counter the price. But don't worry, I'll fill this up much, much later. Well, much, much later is here today. And is he filling it up? Absolutely not. Why? Because fuel prices are too high. So remember, the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, this is for if we're in a war, if there's a disaster, and we need this oil. Now, we don't have this oil. Why? Because Biden drained the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to its lowest level in 40 years. So now, they're not purchasing anything. So the United States, we're in a very tough position right now. Everything that Trump did, Biden has reversed and made the country worse. And you know what? The people are seeing it. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, what do you think the economy is going to do? Well, we're seeing fuel prices tick up. We're seeing inflation tick up. The younger generation is saying, yeah, this isn't working. The economy is awful. Increasing minimum wage isn't working either. So what are they going to have to do as we get closer and closer to the presidential election? Because the economy is going to completely and utterly implode on itself. Yes, they're going to blame the bridge. They'll use that later. And they're going to try to pump it up the best they can to make it seem like, oh, if it wasn't for the bridge, the economy would be fantastic. But I do believe this is going to backfire on them. Remember in the very, very beginning, they said, oh, yeah, we're going to have 6 rate cuts. It reminds me of the IMF when they say, oh, yeah, GDP is going to be like 7%. And what they do is they lower it 9 times all the way down to 2%. Well, it feels like they did the same exact thing. Oh, no, we're going to rate cut 6 times. Okay, nope, 4, oh, 3, 2, maybe 1. Genevieve Roekdechter put this out on X and said, Fed Atlanta President Bostic reiterates he expects only 1 rate cut this year in Q4. I agree with him. There will not be a rate cut in June. Economy is too strong. Is it too strong? Or is it an illusion of strength? It is an illusion of strength. And if the economy was so great, they'd be lowering it right now. Everything would be great. But why are they waiting to the fourth quarter? That's very interesting. What's very close to the fourth quarter? Oh, that's right, the election. So I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to put this off to the very, very end. And it's going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state players, for the World Economic Forum, the central bank, because it's not going to work out too well. I do believe we're going to see the market come down. And yes, it might bounce back up, but I think we're going to see a crash. And actually, Trump and the Patriots, they're going to use this leverage in their favor to show everyone everything that the Biden administration has done, the central bank, it did not work. It destroyed the system that Trump propped up with lowering inflation, making the country energy independent, placing tariffs on different nations like China and Europe. And actually, just from a couple of days ago, we know that the people are all for tariffs now. Isn't that interesting? They were against tariffs when Trump said, we got to put tariffs on China and Europe. Now people are all for tariffs. Actually, this is what our founding fathers did. They used the tariffs to fund the government, not people's income. And I do believe we need to go back to that. We need to get rid of all these taxes. And remember, the only reason we have these taxes is because of the central bank. Once the central bank was implemented, all of a sudden, we started to get all these different types of taxes. And people were making less and less as time went on. And we need to go back to the model that the founding fathers put together, because this would make this country absolutely incredible. Trump and the Patriots, they know this. And this is why they're destroying the central bank system in this fashion. They're allowing them to be front and center, allowing them to try to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, allowing them to destroy their own system, because the optics are absolutely incredible. Why should Trump take the blame? Actually, what Trump needs to do is let them destroy it, which he's letting them do, and then step in and go, look what they did here. They destroyed the economy. They told you everything was going to be great. They lied to you from day one. I can come in and remember what I did. I had very low inflation. We were energy independent. This time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it even better than it was back then. Because if we just do these couple of other things, maybe get rid of the central bank, drill, actually remove all the regulations all at once, bring industry back to the United States, place tariffs all over the place, we can have this country up and running in no time, and it'll be something that people have never seen before. And I do believe that's exactly where this is headed. And remember, they've been telling us, and I'm talking about the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they've been telling us that, don't worry, there's a soft landing coming, everything is fine, doesn't matter how much debt we have, it's perfectly okay. Well, just take your family life, just take your personal finances. If you keep adding more and more debt and you're making less and less, is this sustainable? No, it's not. And what's very interesting is that Bloomberg, they ran a million forecast simulation on the U.S. debt outlook. 88% of them show borrowing on an unsustainable path. So are we headed towards a soft landing? Well, I don't think so. Once again, Janet Yellen is gaslighting the people. Remember when she told everyone that don't worry about the inflation, it's transitory, it's going to go away in the summer. It never went away, because if you look at the central bank system, inflation is built into the system. It's almost like Twitter. When they built Twitter, they built it using the code to censor people. When they created the central bank system, the system was to do what? It was to enslave the people. It breaks down over time. They steal your wealth. They give it to the 1%. And inflation is automatically built into it, because when you are no longer pegged to gold and you go full fiat, the inflation, which is the devaluation of the currency, happens no matter what. They can say it's 0.001%. It's still going to be there. And it's cumulative. It's not per year. So when they tell you it's 2%, yeah, it might be 2% for that year, but we're at 3,000% inflation. Because if what they're saying is absolutely true, that it's been only 1 or 2 or 3%, then we can go back to 1971 prices. How come we can't? Can we go back to 1980 prices? How come we can't? Because it's cumulative. That's why. Yes, in the world, manufacturing has gotten cheaper. They found better ways to manufacture goods, and that lowered the price. But that has nothing to do with the central bank system. Actually, those prices on those goods would be even lower if we didn't have the central bank system. The one thing that they can't control is food. And yes, college tuition and everything else. But food is a huge indicator, because, again, food, you have to grow it, you have to wait, and you have to harvest it. That's why they're trying to create all these goop and gop things where they say it is food, but it really isn't. Because those things, they can control the price. They can bring the price down, because it's all artificial. It's created. It's manufactured, just like a TV. And I think now people see the huge difference in how the central bank system completely breaks down and inflation continues on. And this really hurts the people. I mean, look at the people out in Canada. I mean, when they go food shopping, the prices are just completely outrageous. I don't even know how the people up there are doing it right now. And if you look at Turkey, if you look at Argentina, if you look at many of these countries, they're all out of whack because inflation is just skyrocketing all over the place. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they needed this entire system to come down because the optics would be on Biden. It would be on Obama. It would be on the Fed, be on the Treasury. It would be off of him. He would come in and say, look what they've done here. They destroyed our economic system. And they destroyed the dollar, which is really the Federal Reserve note. I can repair all of this. I mean, when I was in the White House, we had inflation under 2%. When I was in the White House, we were energy independent. Fuel was around $2, some places a little bit lower. When I was in the White House, we had tariffs on different countries. I was giving the money to the farmers to help them so this way they can grow food and make food cheaper. I mean, think about it. So I do believe all the optics are going to be absolutely fantastic for Trump. Awful for the World Economic Forum, awful for the central bank, awful for the Biden administration. And do you really think they're going to be able to push the central bank digital currency? Absolutely not. I do believe in the end, we'll be shifting away from all of this. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, as they continue pushing their agenda, the people, they're not going along with it anymore. I think the biggest one was probably Easter. Is that going to be the last thing that the deep state does to push the people away? Absolutely not. And think about what Trump is doing right now. He's capitalizing on this. Remember, when you step back and you take a look at what's happening here, this was about taking back the country. This was showing the people, look, these individuals who are running this tyrannical government, they're part of a criminal syndicate, they're going to take away all of your freedoms. If you don't fight back, if you don't push back, they will take your freedom. They will destroy this country. When Trump says they're making this country a third world nation, he's not kidding. That's what they really want. They want this country a third world nation. Think about it. If they're able to bring in millions and millions of illegals from third world countries, what do you think is going to happen to this country? Remember, these aren't upstanding citizens. They're not going to contribute to this country. These are criminals. These are murderers. These are terrorists. The countries are opening their prisons and saying, thank God we can get rid of these people. You know what? We don't got to feed them anymore. We have to pay for them anymore. We don't have to house them anymore. Send them to America. It's going to be a lot better for our country. That's exactly what's happening. So if we're getting the worst of the worst, what do you think is going to happen? This country is going to be a third world nation. Plus, when you look at the tyrannical government, where they don't follow the rule of law, where they allow the criminals to roam the streets, because that's what tyrannical governments do, because they are criminals themselves, what happens to this country? So Trump is showing everyone, look, they are actually trying to transform this country into a third world nation. Do you want this to happen? And to transform it into a third world nation, what do they got to do? They got to get rid of your rights. They got to get rid of the Constitution. They got to destroy this country any way they possibly can. And this is what people have been seeing since the resident started to live in the White House. I do believe this was part of Trump and the Patriots' plan. The first part of the plan was, okay, we need to put everything into place. We need to make sure that we have control of the country, and we need to catch these individuals overthrowing the United States government, overthrowing the duly elected president. Once that happens, we have control. We can keep the people safe. The next part of the plan is to wake the people up, because, again, if you're going to have a counterinsurgency, you need the military, you need the people, and you need the commander in chief. So we need to wake the people up one way or another. If Trump was still in office, not many people would wake up, because you wouldn't see what you're seeing today. So what he had to do while he was in the White House, even though he was playing within their system, he had to make things look pretty good. And he had to show the people, look, we can do this. We can place tariffs on China. Look, we can make the economy look good. We can have low inflation. We can have low fuel prices. We can be energy independent. We can have a secure border. We can have peace in the Middle East and around the world. I can go down to North Korea, talk to Kim Jong-un, and he will stop firing his missiles. I can shake his hand and I can bring him across the DMZ into South Korea. I can do all this, and you will see it. Now, of course, people saw it, but that was just the first part. Then you needed to see the second part, which was Biden, the deep state players, reversing everything that he did. Because how do you compare what Trump did unless the deep state players reverse everything and make it a lot worse? Actually, they just didn't reverse it. They went way beyond that. And now the people can see it. And Trump, he can use this in his issues campaign. Remember, everything that you're witnessing, everything that you're seeing right now, this is part of his campaign. His campaign is not just to run for president. His campaign is to wake the people up. His campaign is to have the people fight for freedom. His campaign is for people to see the tyrannical government, to see their system, to see the criminals. And it's not just for the Republicans. It's not just for the independents. It's for the D's. Remember, this is the United States of America. It's all people. And he needed the people to see this so they would fight back. This is just not another four-year election where we're just voting someone in to be in there for 4 years. And then when he leaves, everything goes back to the way it was. We already saw that. Trump was in the White House for 4 years. Look what he did and look how quickly they reversed it. So if everyone thinks this is just another normal four-year election, you're fooling yourselves. This mission is much, much greater than that. This mission right now is to take the country back from the tyrannical government. It's to wake the people up and have them see what the tyrannical government is, what the criminal syndicate does to people that goes up against them. And people need to see that they will remove your freedoms without batting an eye. And I think people now are recognizing this. Because Trump, what he needs to do is he needs to set this up for the long term. Because, again, he's not going to live forever. I mean, it would be nice, but he's not going to live forever. And what we need to do is we need to destroy the entire system. But to destroy the system, you need to know what the system is. A lot of people never saw the system. The people didn't believe that there was a tyrannical system that was operating here in the United States, a criminal system. But now people are waking up. Is it enough? No, we need more. We do need the D's. I do believe that time is coming. But think about what Trump did. We have the Biden administration, and the timing was absolutely perfect, where they put out that this is Trans Visibility Day, and Trump countered that entire thing, saying November 5th, when we vote, that is going to be Christian Visibility Day. Think about how many Christians are in this country. He just told his army of people in this country, this is what you got to do on November 5th. Brilliant. And what do you think the people are going to do? They're going to vote for Trump because they just saw something that they cannot believe. And I do believe that November 5th is going to be the biggest day in history. But remember, the deep state players, they do not want to have an election that they can't cheat in, because how is that going to serve them? It won't. And they know what happens if they lose. It's game over. They go to jail. There's no get out of free jail card. It's game over for them. So what are they going to do? Well, they already know from their internal polls this is going to be impossible to beat Trump, especially when he told all Christians, hey, go to the voting polls on November 5th and do what you got to do because we see you. So they're going to have to, and I think this is building up right now, and actually Trump is leading them down this path. They're going to have to try to do something with the elections. Cheating is not going to work this time around. Yes, they're going to try to use the illegals. Yes, they're going to try to register them. Yes, they're going to register them so they can send them the mail-in ballots so they have the addresses. Yes, they're going to try to do all this. But in the end, this isn't going to work, and they're going to have to use a completely different tactic. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're prepared and ready for this. And the only thing they could possibly do that I can think of, or maybe they can do something else, is actually try to stop the election one way or another. And I do believe this is why they came out with Leave the World Behind, because they were projecting out there exactly what they're planning to do. The World Economic Forum already told us that, yes, we're going to have a cyber attack in the next couple of years. They already ran simulations, just like they ran simulations for COVID. Because remember, they told us that there was going to be a pandemic, and all of a sudden we had a pandemic. Well, this time around, I do believe they're going to try to shut everything down. So this way, we can't use the electronic system to have the elections. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for this. And this is going to completely and utterly backfire on them, just like everything else is backfiring on them. And you know what the people notice? The people notice that Biden is a puppet. He's taking orders. He doesn't think for himself. He never did. He's a liar. All you got to do is go back a little bit in time. He lied about his education. He lied about where he grew up. He lied about pretty much everything. And he's a crook. And that's why we have Trump out there calling him Crooked Joe Biden. He took the name from Hillary Clinton. And that's exactly what he is. So do I think the deep state players can keep Biden in this position? No, I think eventually what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to remove him. And I already believe that they're building the narrative for this. But what's very interesting is that Sage Steele, who interviewed Biden on Fox News, says everything was scripted. She wasn't allowed to go outside of the parameters. She had to do exactly what they told her to do. And Wokeness put this out and said, Sage Steele admits that her entire interview of Biden was carefully scripted by network executives. Every single question was scripted and gone over dozens of times by multiple editors and executives. Well, that seems like a free and open press, doesn't it? Well, why do you think he needs it scripted? That's very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see as more and more whistleblowers come out against Hunter Biden, against Joe Biden, we can see the DOJ, who's part of the criminal syndicate, they will go after these whistleblowers, just like they went after the FBI agent who blew the whistle on Biden, where they indicted him. They will try to scare them, put fear into their lives, or they will try to stop them any way they possibly can. And right now, the House Republicans, they're probing the Department of Justice about possible retaliation against whistleblowers connected to its impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. And the Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan and the Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith. They addressed a letter to Merrick Garland, Special Counsel David Weiss, and U.S. Commissioner of Internal Revenue Daniel Werfel, asking about potential retaliation against the whistleblowers. And the letters claim that Hunter Biden, the president's son, and a key character in the impeachment inquiry, and his lawyers, launched an intimidation campaign against the whistleblowers. So now they're probing this. Again, retaliation against a whistleblower is unlawful and morally repugnant. And the Biden administration, the criminal syndicate, is doing this because they need to protect their own. And once again, we have the Patriots calling them out on it. Remember, I do believe the Patriots were put into place into the House is to block many of the bills that they're trying to push, block a lot of the money as best they possibly can, and their main goal here is to expose the criminal syndicate so the world can see that these individuals who told you that they were upstanding citizens, well, the world now sees that they are criminals, they launder money, they lie to the people, and they've been selling secrets to foreign governments. And this is what the people see now. So I do believe that eventually what's going to happen is they're going to have to change out Biden. And I do believe that's coming very, very soon as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. It'll probably happen around September, October timeframe, probably. But you could see with the border, the people are no longer buying what they're selling. Every time they tell everyone that the border is secure, no one believes them because all you got to do is look at the videos and you can see it all over social media that, no, there's thousands and thousands of people coming over the border. Millions and millions of people are in this country. And now people are understanding and they're learning that, you know something, a country cannot exist with the amount of legals coming into the country like they are here in the United States. And it's not just happening in the United States. It's happening out in Canada. It's happening out in Europe. And the people there are realizing, listen, this is not sustainable. We're getting the worst of the worst here, and they're destroying our countries. But again, you can see the liars, and it's very, very easy to see this. And what's very interesting is that Citizen Free Press put this out, and it has Mayorkas back in March 2021. Then we have Kamala Harris back in September 2022, and Biden in February 2024. Remember, for 3 years, they've been telling us that the border is absolutely secure. And then Biden came out when he couldn't get money, said it was Trump's fault. Take a listen.
Close, the border is secure.
The border is secure.
The only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends.
And I do believe this sums up everything right there. It shows you that they're liars and they've been lying for a very long time. And when they're caught in their lie and they need something like money because they weren't getting their money, they blamed it on Trump. Well, Trump is not in the White House. Trump is not opening the borders. Trump didn't do anything. This was all Biden. I mean, do they really think the people are that stupid? The people are learning. The people are understanding. They're starting to get it. They're waking up. And it's not just the Republican independents. The D's are waking up now. And every move the deep state makes now to try to control the narrative and say, you know, where they take a clip of what Trump says at and they try to use it against him, it's not working. It worked back in the day because they had control over social media. They had control over the fake news, and most of the people watch the fake news. So, yes, can you take a clip and can you convince the people that this is what Trump is saying? Up to a point. Right now, does it work? Not at all. But it doesn't mean they're not going to try. They continue to try. Biden on X put this out. And it was Trump with the police. I think this was out in Michigan. And Biden, he put out, and we know it's not him, that this is what Trump said. Take a listen.
The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals.
So they just took a small portion of what Trump said, and they left out everything else. And this is what they've been doing over and over and over. So here is the extended version, which will make a lot more sense. But again, they don't want you to hear the extended version because then you would realize, holy crap, someone came into this country, they're illegal, they have a criminal past, and they killed someone. Take a listen to what Trump really said.
Old nursing student in Georgia who was barbarically murdered by an illegal alien animal. The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals. Nancy Pelosi told me that. She said, please don't use the word animal, sir, when you're talking about these people. I said, I'll use the word animal because that's what they are. I'll never forget my vow to her.
So these tactics are no longer working because they don't have control of the narrative. And most of this is now debunked in a matter of minutes. I mean, if you go back to Charlottesville when the Biden continually repeats, you know, these are very fine people, but you look at the transcript, that was able to stay for a little bit longer because they controlled the fake news back then. But as time went on, people started to realize and learn that, hey, by the way, what Biden is pushing right now is fake, phony, and false, just like this is. And it's debunked very, very quickly. The Minutemen, they come in and they show everyone, nope, look what Trump really said. Biden is lying again. And he continually lies to the people. He can't help himself. I don't even think he knows what the truth is. Actually, all these deep state people, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. They've been lying their entire lives. I don't even know if they know what the truth is, because when they tell a lie and they get caught, they have to tell another lie to cover up that lie. And if you keep doing this over 30, 40, 50 years, do you really know what the truth is anymore? You don't. You think what you're saying is the truth, but it's all lies. And now the people, they see it very, very clearly. They see that these people are compulsive liars. They're criminals. They're lowlives. And it's very, very clear now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that True Social, it merged with DWAC to become Trump Media and Technology Group. And now the company is public. And what's very interesting is that Trump now is suing two Trump Media co-founders seeking to void their stock in the company. And he's saying that they set up the company in the wrong way. And the lawsuit was filed on March 24th in Florida, follows a complaint filed in February by those co-founders, Andy Litinsky and Wes Moss. Their lawsuit sought to prevent Trump from taking steps the two said would sharply reduce their combined 8.6% stake in Trump Media. The pair filed their lawsuits in the Delaware Court of Chancery. Trump's lawsuit claims that Litinsky and Moss, who were both contestants on Trump's reality TV show, The Apprentice, mishandled an attempt to take Trump Media public several years ago, allegedly putting the whole project on ice for more than a year and a half. But it also targets the pair over their Delaware suit against Trump, saying that it was one of the several attempts they made to block Trump Media's ultimately successful plan to go public. Trump Media accomplished that goal by merging DWAC with True Social. And now it's public. Now, you see the stock came down. I do believe this is because of the lawsuit. I do believe that this stock is going to go right back up. This is my personal opinion. And I do believe we're going to see Devin Nunes and crew do incredible things with True Social, because now they have the funds. Now they can get advertisers, almost like Rumble. Because once Rumble went public, they had a lot of cash coming in. They were able to change their entire platform. They were able to bring in advertisers. They were able to bring on programmers. And I do believe the same thing is going to happen on Truth. And it's going to be pretty darn good. And I do believe it's going to compete with X. And it might be just as good or even better than X. We'll have to see how this all plays out in the long run. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that all the countries that are controlled by the deep state players, they're pushing the same exact agenda, hate speech laws. And we saw this happen out in Scotland. Now Poland is preparing a new hate speech law. Remember, the deep state players, they took over Poland, and they're bringing in all their policies. They're changing Poland around. The people, they're pissed off. They're angry. And again, you're going to see all hate speech laws across Europe, because what are they trying to do? They're trying to control the narrative. Remember, we saw this with the vaccine passport. Now you're seeing it with hate speech. They're going to try to control what people say in all these countries. And if you don't follow what they say, they're going to arrest you or fine you. And the people in these countries, they're going to be fighting back. Remember, you can do this in these countries because they don't have a constitution like we have here in the United States. This would be completely unconstitutional, because you have the right to speak freely. It doesn't matter if it's hateful or not, as long as you're not breaking a law where you say, hey, go kill this person. See, that's against the law, where you're telling someone to do something like that. But if you're just saying, I don't like you because of your group, I don't like what you stand for, that's okay. And you're allowed to talk back to the elected leaders. And that's why our founding fathers said freedom of speech, period. They didn't say freedom of speech except all of this. They said, no, you have the right to say what you need to say. And if they tried to implement that here in the United States, which you might see different states like the blue states, they might try, but in the end, and they know how to play the game, in the end, it will be unconstitutional. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a lot of the blue states try to push something like this. I mean, think about what they're doing with gun control. Because remember, when we had COVID, they had the vaccine passports in Australia, New Zealand, UK, France, everywhere out in Europe and all the places they can control. You had a couple of blue states and cities here actually trying to implement that. It all failed. And since it failed here in the United States, what happened to the rest of the countries? They had to backtrack on all of it. The same thing is going to happen now. And you might see the blue states try to implement something like this. But again, it's going to fail. And what's very interesting, since Scotland, since their law became active, it is completely backfiring on Scotland's first minister, Humza Yousaf. He has received more complaints under the hate crime bill than J.K. Rowling. More complaints were made about First Minister Humza Yousaf and his 2020 speech about often being the only non-white person in the room than J.K. Rowling under New Scots hate crime law, as police received nearly 4,000 reports in the first 2 days. I mean, that's just absolutely unbelievable. I think that tells you everything you need to know. It will completely and utterly backfire on all of them, because once again, yes, they want to use it against we the people, but they're the hateful people. They are the racists. And it's becoming clearer and clearer. So it will be used against them. This guy should be arrested, thrown in jail, and fined, shouldn't he? Very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is out in Taiwan, we saw a major earthquake I think it was 7.4 on the Richter scale. We saw buildings topple over, landslides. It's absolutely awful out there. And we could see that China is using this to their advantage. But we see a lot of other things happening in the Middle East, in North Korea, China, Taiwan, Ukraine. Karma Patriot put this out on Truth and said, Iran says it will hold U.S. responsible for supporting the Zionist regime of Israel following strikes on an Iranian embassy. April 2nd, 2024, North Korea launched an intermediate-range ballistic missile off its east coast on Tuesday, an indication that the country was continuing to develop missiles capable of targeting U.S. military bases in the Western Pacific. April 2nd, 2024, we are in the state that is uniquely vulnerable to attacks on our critical infrastructure. April 2nd, 2024, 30 Chinese warplanes and 9 Navy vessels detected around Taiwan. April 2nd, 2024, Russia appears to have possibly just tested an intercontinental ballistic missile off its eastern coast from Kura Missile Test Range. Two U.S. Air Force Cobra Ball ballistic missile tracking aircraft have just been launched from Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska and are heading towards the launch. April 3rd, 2024, Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, World War III. Lot of heavy saber rattling underway right now, and it looks like the war is now building. And out in Lebanon and communities in northern Israel, it looks like there is a rocket alert for several communities. Now, is that Iran? Are they firing back at Israel? Maybe, maybe not. But it looks like war is now building up. Remember, Trump told us that he sees World War III. And actually, during his rally out in Wisconsin, he mentioned World War III. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But it looks like the U.S. Army and Air Force, once again, they're calling on retirees to return to active duty amid recruiting shortages. And we could see the deep state players, they have done this purposely. Think about all the military men dressing up as women wearing heels. Do you really think the men of this country really want to join the military? Remember, if the deep state players, if they're trying to bring us to World War III, do they want the military strong? Do they want the best of the best? No, they rather take on nobody. They rather have people shy away from it. And this is what's been happening. The Army's recruitment challenges have been mounting in recent years. Recruiting has been hampered by COVID-19 vaccine requirements, as well as increasingly woke military atmosphere where trans soldiers are given special privileges while Christian soldiers are persecuted. Bases now host drag shows, and leaders with history of anti-white statements are hired. So according to Army Times, the Army fell about 15,000 soldiers, or 25% short of its recruiting goal. And this is not just the Army, it's the Air Force, it's everything. And you can see they're having problems getting people to join the armed forces. Now, I do believe this is done on purpose, because when the deep state brings us to war, they can't have a strong fighting force. Because if you're going to destroy the country and destroy the Constitution, you need to win. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that this was happening. They knew that this was what they were going to try. And I do believe this is why Trump is the commander in chief. He's in control of the real generals, not the TV generals, and the armed forces. They are with him. And he's letting everyone know that because of Biden, we could end up in World War III, and this would be a complete and utter disaster. I think we all know that. Take a listen to what he said.
But they loot the jewelry, they take their purses, electronics, watches, all of their cash, and the people come back and they say, what happened? If you don't want illegal alien criminals crawling through your windows and ransacking your drawers, then you must vote for the fact that we have to throw crooked Joe Biden out as fast as possible. The damage he can do, and we're talking about a certain type of damage, an even bigger damage could be World War III, because this guy has no clue. He can't put two sentences together. And he's dealing with Putin, and he's dealing with President Xi, and he's dealing with Kim Jong-un, all people I know very well. We were under no threat from anybody until this guy got in office. Now they're talking nuclear all the time. We didn't talk nuclear. I rebuilt our nuclear power to a level that nobody has, but you don't mention it, and you don't talk about it. But now Putin's talking about it. And now Kim Jong-un again is talking about it. You had 4 safe years. You were safe because they respected your president and they respected the United States of America. And now you're not safe, I will tell you. We could end up in World War III with this lunatic.
So once again, we can see that Trump is telling us that World War III is approaching. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, it's going to build up quite quickly. And we can see it's already happening right now because we have Middle East problems. We have North Korea now. They are saber-rattling. They are firing missiles, saying that we're ready and prepared. And now we have China flying their planes and bringing their ships in while Taiwan just had an earthquake. So I do believe things are building up rapidly, and this is going to get completely out of control, and Biden will not be able to control it. And I do believe that the deep state players to bring us to war, because this is really what they want. They want to bring us to war because this is part of the 16-year plan to actually cover up everything they did and distract everyone. And they're going to make the case that we have to go to war, because how do you make this case? You need the country attacked one way or another. And I do believe they're probably going to maybe use the sonic boom, the Havana syndrome thing. They might use that as a pretext saying that Russia attacked. They might use a cyber attack. They might use both. They might use a missile. They're going to make it look scary, just like with COVID. When they kept it on the news and they had the tickers and they said everyone is dying. Look at the nursing homes. Everyone's dead there. They're going to do the same exact thing to scare the people. And they're going to push this very, very hard. But the CDC, they are crying wolf again. The CDC just released an ominous warning about the danger of the spread of meningococcal disease. So what should the public make of this? Well, the CDC is frightening the population with 143 cases of meningococcal disease, writing meningococcal disease has a fatality rate of 10 to 15%, while in the same sentence admitting it is rare. What is the public more likely to take away from the official CDC release? Fatality rate or rare? Of course, people are going to look at the fatality rate. And I do believe the CDC, the deep state players, what they're doing right now, they're trying to find anything to scare the people. Because remember, they need the mail-in ballots. They need to scare the people that people must stay home. They shouldn't go to the voting polls. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes 2 clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsers, housing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. And the only way to get people to stay home is to actually scare them. So they will try to use the disease avenue path, and I do believe this is not going to work. Now, will they try to use something else? Maybe like we're going to war. Maybe if you leave your house, you will get hit with a sonic boom, and that's from Russia. Maybe. I think we're heading in that direction right now, and I do believe they're going to try everything and anything to try to postpone the elections. But the other thing that we've come to find out, and we've said this many, many times before, anytime the government comes out with a study, we need to have it peer reviewed. Can we repeat the results? If we don't have a peer reviewed study, then we are not listening. If we take the study and they don't allow us to replicate it so we can get the same results, we don't listen to the study. Because look what just happened. A 30-page paper published in Econ Journal Watch found that the studies conducted by the consulting giant in 2015, 2018, 2020, and 2023 could not be verified to find significant results supporting conclusions that favor corporate DEI regimes. This is what they wrote. Our results indicate that despite the imprimatur often given to McKinsey 2015, 2018, 2020, and 2023 studies, McKinsey studies neither conceptually in terms of the correct definition of causality, nor empirically in terms of their set of large U.S. public firms, support the argument that large U.S. public firms can expect on average to deliver improved financial performance if they increase the racial ethnic diversity of their executives. So McKinsey, they released this study, and Econ J Watch cannot replicate the results, which tells you this study was created to convince you that DEI didn't earn it is good for the corporations. Now look at all the other studies that are out there. We need to have peer-reviewed studies so we can see what's true and what is not. And this is what the fake news tries to do. This is what the tyrannical government likes to do to push their entire agenda. They put out a study, they convince you it's real, and they don't like anyone replicating it because it can't be replicated. And this happens many, many times. And we saw it in COVID when The Lancet put out that hydroxychloroquine kills people. It scars your heart. Well, scientists looked at it and said, well, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. And that whole entire study was scrapped. And we need to do this with everything the government or anyone says. Give us the study before you even go with it. Let's see if we can replicate it. Can we replicate it? If we can't, the study is worthless. So don't believe the government until we have proof. So if they tell you this is a disease, if they tell you to wear a mask, if they tell you that DEI is good, if they tell you if ESG is great, don't believe them until we confirm it. And most of the time, we won't be able to confirm it. And everything will start to fall apart for them. And I think the people, they're waking up to this. They're starting to understand this. And it's becoming harder and harder for the deep state players. Even when you see studies with food, oh, eggs are bad for you, it's causing. Remember, most likely, this is from another food company trying to get into the space of, like, say, eggs or meat or whatever. And they're trying to create these studies so people would shift away from those products. Again, you would have to take those studies, see if you could replicate them. Most likely, you won't be able to. And once you do that, you'll realize, and actually, if you go back in time and you find out who actually paid for the study, you'll find out that the study is all BS. The people need to understand that this is what happens in this country and around the world. The tyrannical government, the criminal syndicate, this is how they push things to force you away from certain things. And now you could see it. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day, just like it's becoming very clear now that Antifa is part of the deep state. It's part of the criminal organization. And Andy, he's been following Antifa for quite a while right now, and he knows the ins and outs of Antifa. And what he's reporting is that Antifa, these individuals who hurt people, looted, burn, well, what's very interesting is that in the past, Antifa, they would just be released. No one would press charges because they're part of the criminal syndicate. And now it seems that things are actually changing. Andy Ngo says it remains the first time any district attorney was willing to charge violent Antifa members with felony conspiracy, signaling that they're an organized movement with cells that plan and carry out violent acts. That's very interesting. Kyle Schidler responded to Andy and said, local law enforcement can make major cases, including conspiracy against Antifa, if they have the will. Additionally, more states are adding anti-rioting language to RICO statutes aimed at Antifa tactics. Then Andy Ngo put this out and said, happening now, two SoCal Antifa members are on trial in San Diego County for their alleged roles in a violent 2021 conspiracy at Pacific Beach where people, including a woman and child, were beaten. 9 out of the 11 Antifa defendants have already pleaded guilty to various violent felonies. And we could see now they're going after Antifa, which is a good sign right now. Does it mean that Antifa is gone? No, Antifa is still out there. The deep state's going to use them. But the deep state knows that they needed more foot soldiers, so they brought in the illegals. And they're going to use the illegals for chaos. And they're going to use these people to actually have events in this country. And we might see an event on April 8th. Because remember, there's the eclipse that's happening, and I don't think the eclipse is going to cause it. I think it's the large gathering of people that's going to be the catalyst for all of this, because the deep state players can use the large gathering of people to push their event. Now, do I think it's going to happen on the 8th? It could. It might happen maybe a day or two later as the crowds, dwindle down. But I do believe that something might be happening, and we can see there's many different states, like Indiana, like New York. They are now declaring a state of emergency before the solar eclipse. Now, I don't think it's the solar eclipse that's going to be the problem. I think it's the deep state players that is going to use the amount of crowds that are in these areas. And Julian's Rum, he points out something very, very interesting, that certain events always happen on the 8th. And this is what he put out a while back. The 8th day of the month has been interesting as of late. July 8th, Shinzo Abe assassinated. August 8th, Mar-a-Lago raided by FBI. September 8th, Queen Elizabeth dies. October 8th, to be determined. November 8th, midterms elections. So here we are at April 8th. Is something going to happen? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see. But it looks like it's following a certain pattern. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Representative Lauren Boebert, she announced a rare medical diagnosis and emergency surgery. And her team put out a statement, and it says, yesterday afternoon, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert was admitted to UC Health Medical Center of the Rockies in Loveland after experiencing severe swelling in her upper left leg. After undergoing a CT scan, doctors found an acute blood clot and diagnosed her with May-Thurner syndrome, which is a rare condition that disrupts blood flow. An exact cause is unknown, but dehydration, travel, and extended periods of sitting could affect this. So it looks like she's improving right now, and it looks like everything is going to be fine. But again, she is now out, and I'm sure the D's are all clapping and yelling, saying, great, you're going to lose another Republican. But once again, I do believe that she will return and everything will be okay there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, and you can see the two-tier justice system. It's very, very clear. They go after Trump. They go after his lawyers. They go after those people that were in his administration. And the people that actually commit the crimes, the criminal syndicate does absolutely nothing. Amuse put this out and said, ex-Trump election lawyer John Eastman has been disbarred. More than 100 lawyers who represented Trump are facing similar fights. Democrats want to prevent Republicans from having access to the courts prior to November. And we've seen other people go to jail and be convicted of other crimes, which weren't really crimes. I mean, they're doing it to Trump right now. T. Lee says the following. Yet the FBI lawyer who altered documents to get a FISA warrant and illegally spy on Trump not only didn't get prison time, he got a year probation and never lost his law license. He's practicing today. There is no justice. Nope, people can see the two-tier justice system. It's very, very clear. If you're not in with the criminal syndicate, then you're an outsider. If you're an outsider, they can destroy your lives. They can go after you with absolutely no crime whatsoever, just like they're going after Trump. D.A. Braggs is going after Trump. There is no crime there. There's nothing there. Actually, there is no crime. The statutes of limitations, they ran out. And they're trying to push the same exact thing that Letitia James pushed. So the case against Trump in New York is based on accounting activities that are not crimes. They aren't even adjusting entries. In Manhattan D.A. Bragg's case against Trump, there are no crimes. It doesn't make any sense. Well, it does make sense. You know why? Because they have nothing on him, so now they have to make it all up. So the indictment is BS for many reasons, but one of the major reasons surrounds the timing of the activities claimed to be crimes in the indictment. The activities for which Trump is charged all occurred after Trump handed his multi-billion dollar organization over to the control of his sons. None of these activities are crimes in the first place, which is why Bragg never lists any crimes. Emily put this out and said, the indictment does not specifically say what those crimes were, what laws were broken. D.A. Bragg, the indictment doesn't specify because the law does not so require. Bragg makes no sense. This is a kangaroo court. Even if Trump was running his companies at the time that these accounting entries were reportedly performed, he almost certainly had nothing to do with them in the first place. Do you think Trump went ahead and entered certain information into the books? Absolutely not. People are doing this. So once again, this is absolutely ridiculous. And who's the victim? There are no victims. So once again, they're doing the exact same thing as Letitia James. They're just trying to get headlines. They're trying to force him to bow out, or they're trying to arrest him and put him behind bars. So this way the voters don't vote for him. Remember, even if he is behind bars, he could still run for president. That doesn't stop him. And this is all failing for the deep state. It's actually having the opposite effect. So maybe they should keep it going because the people are seeing the two-tier justice system. That's interesting. But we can see the deep state players, they're preparing and getting ready to cheat in the elections. And they're bringing the illegals to the states they need them in. And actually, they're bringing them there to actually cause chaos, too. DC Drano put this out and said, is the Biden regime weaponizing the Social Security Administration to hand out fake temporary Social Security numbers to illegals and automatically registering them to vote in key swing states? Over 2 million in Texas, Arizona, Pennsylvania alone in just the past 3 months. That's insanity. There needs to be a national injunction to stop the takeover before it's too late. All of those voter registrations need to be removed if they are illegal aliens. Red state attorneys generals need to be all over this. Then he puts this out. Can someone please ask Greg Abbott how 227,000 people are registering to vote in a single week in Texas without voter ID? How is that even possible? But in Florida, it looks like DeSantis, he is now pushing back on this. Christina Pushaw put this out and said, today, DeSantis rips Biden's secretive migrant flights, illegal and not constitutional. They don't tell us any time somebody comes in. We have not seen large numbers in our communities. It may be the case Biden is bringing people under this illegal parole. DC Drano responds and said, yesterday we learned Biden has flown in tens of thousands of illegal aliens to Florida without alerting state officials. Today, DeSantis ripped him a new one. DC is useless, so we need to fight like hell at the state level to stop the invasion. Absolutely. And I do believe a lot of these states, these red states, they are going to push back very, very hard. And think about it. If they're trying to use this tactic to cheat in the elections, do you think these people are going to show up in person, or are they doing this so they can somehow get them ballots so they can send them in somehow, some way, or have them dropped off or do something? I do believe that is their push right now, and I don't think it's going to work. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that we cannot use the election system that we have today. The election system today is designed by the deep state. It's designed by the criminal syndicate. Who do you think put the Dominion machines in? Who do you think created the mail-in ballots? Why don't they allow us to look at the code? Why don't they allow us to look at the signatures? Why don't they allow us to inspect the ballots? Because the deep state players, they protect their election system. Because if they allowed people to look at it, they would say, holy crap, this is one gigantic cheating system. And this is why we can't use this in the elections. Can we override the system? I think we can. I think we have enough people. But again, if they shut down the elections and they start adding more and more ballots, it will become very, very difficult. I do believe we need to shut down their system completely, and we need to go to paper ballots. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, are going to allow the deep state to do exactly that. Because when they realize, listen, we're going to need at least 2 weeks to get the number of ballots that we need, because think about how many ballots they have to feed in, this will be completely impossible. So, we can't go down this path of cheating. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to figure out a way to postpone the election one way or another. How can we do this? Oh, maybe a cyber attack. Why don't we cyber attack our own equipment so we can't use the computer systems to run the elections? This way the people will say, oh, well, the computer systems are compromised. Oh, we can't have elections. I do believe Trump is going to allow the deep state to do just that. And that this will allow us then to usher in IDs and paper ballots, especially if they're telling us that the system was attacked by a foreign government. Think about it for a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is when Trump was out at Wisconsin, he told the voters to approve a ban on private money that supports the elections. And the people did exactly that. They approved the ban on private money support for elections. Bye-bye, Zuckerbucks. See, the Zuckerbucks money was allegedly used to steal votes from elderly Americans in nursing homes. And now this is completely gone in Wisconsin. Actually, we should do this in every single state. And slowly but surely, you can see the people, they see the cheating. Actually, if you go back a little bit in time, Rasmussen Reports did a poll on this. And it said, it has been reported that Mark Zuckerberg spent hundreds of millions of dollars to influence the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. And they broke it down between all Republican, Independent, and Democrat. And the first column is all 70% said this is bad. Republicans, 79% say it's bad. Independents, 69% say it's bad. Democrats, 62% say it's bad. So the people know. The people understand. And we could see that Trump, during the primary races in New York, Rhode Island, Delaware, Wisconsin, and Connecticut, he won them all. And Trump, he now has the swing state voters, and they are with him. And he's way above Biden. Trump is trouncing Biden by 20 points by handling of the economy, border security, inflation, and the mental and physical fitness needed to be president. So the people, they see this. They see the issues. They understand that Trump is the guy, and this is going to hurt the deep state in the long run. I do believe Trump set this up, and he made this entire part of the plan part of his campaign to show the people, look what the deep state players are going to do to this country. Do you want this, or do you want something different? Do you want the borders closed? They want them open. Do you want a strong economy, or do you want an economy that's falling apart? Do you want fossil fuels, or do you want the Green New Scam? Do you want war, or do you want peace? Do you want DEI, ESG, CRT, or do you want 1776 curriculum? The people are waking up. The people, they see it. They understand it. And Trump, he pretty much countered everything the deep state tried to do with their trans people. And what's very interesting about this is that message that Biden put out, the White House put out, about this is transgender day of visibility, isn't it odd that they didn't also put this message on the Spanish language social media account? Why didn't they do that? Why wouldn't they put it on that account? Think about it. Is it because the Spanish are more conservative? They wouldn't agree with this? Would they lose the voters? I mean, if they're saying it's transgender day of visibility, shouldn't they put it on every account? They kind of left that one off. They did it on purpose. Isn't that interesting? But Trump, he used this completely against them, and he's rallying the people together. And he put this out on Truth. He said, Election Day, November 5th, will be the most important day in the history of our country. It will also be Christian Visibility Day, the biggest turnout of Christians in the history of our country. And he's absolutely right. And we know the deep state players, they are going to try to stop the people from voting. And I do believe that they're going to try to have a cyber attack or something to postpone the elections. And I just want to go back to post 4587, July 17, 2020. And it says, prepare for zero-day massive cyber power attacks attempts on 11.4. The election's on 11.5. Would you want to have a cyber attack 3-4 weeks before the election? No, because you can actually fix things. Would you want to have it as close to the election as possible? To say, hey, we can't have the election right now. We've got to postpone it. I do believe that's what they're going to attempt to do. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. And I do believe we'll be shifting to paper. Now, once again, this something else might happen, but I do believe we're heading in that direction right now. And what's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he put out a post on X showing Trump departing Green Bay, Wisconsin. And the video, and it's snowing, you see his entire caravan. And the video is 42 seconds long. And I do believe Scavino is sending us a message letting us know that Trump, he's the president, he's the commander in chief. It's not Biden. Post 42, November 2nd, 2017, we serve at the pleasure of the president, DJT. And I do believe Trump is the commander in chief. And the resident was put in a place to wake the people up so we can take back this country. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN.